Michael, could you tell us a little bit about Frost and its history?
Frost is a independent weekly newspaper. It's been in business about 46, 47 years. Its primary focus, particularly initially, was African-American audience. It still is, but we tend to cover things and talk to people who might not have access to the media otherwise.
The paper is facing some financial challenges right now.
Yes.
For those who might be unaware, could you explain what happened?
What happened is we had a temporary employee who wrote some bad checks. And people say, well, you know, you can survive that. But one of the things that made it so crucial now is because I think a lot of people are aware that a lot of newspapers are having financial issues anyway. And it being a small business, you know, a few thousand dollars can make a difference to you. So that's what's happened there.
You decided to try crowdfunding to help raise some money. Why did you decide to go that route?
I think they made that decision based on the fact that right after we, the news came out about some of the problems we had, people started immediately calling us and saying, hey, I'd like to donate money. I'd like to help out. I'd like to do something. So I think that probably gave them the idea that maybe this is a route to go to do this.
So far, how do you think the campaign's going?
Things seem to be going well. And people have been very generous.
What do you think the community would lose if Frost wasn't able to survive this?
I think it would lose a large part of the African-American voice in this community, which is a vital voice here. One of the other things that we've done, particularly in recent years, given the challenges that are facing newspapers, one of the things that we've tried to do more, part of it was because we had to do it because it made sense financially, but also because we were moving that way anyway, was to try to, because we have a history of doing this, to try to give the paper more back to the people. If you read us, you notice that you see a lot of different names, and some of these are people who are just in the community who volunteer, say, I need to, you know, who have skills and say, I want a platform to write or to pursue a particular story idea. And that's one of the things that would be missed, is that outlet for people who otherwise would not be able to crack into journalistic ranks.
And, you know, you see so many media outlets kind of jumping to different platforms as more and more technology comes along. Do you think Frost needs to stay committed to having a print publication?
Yes, I do. Part of it is that technology is cool. I really like technology, but I'm not sure that it really helps with our literacy. And I'd hate to see this country, which is, you know, had a reputation being very literate, lose some of that. And I unfortunately see that because electronic communications, the way it's being utilized nowadays, has caused people to shortcut a lot of different things. And where I use my fair share of slang and things like that in communicating, I think that the lack of, I guess, monitoring things or people being aware of that has caused us to slip a little bit in comprehension. I think reading is a little bit different, partly because if you read something and you miss it, you miss the context of it, you can go back and do that. But with things moving by fast in electronic media, that doesn't always happen. And you can say, well, you could go back and read things on the internet, but typically it doesn't happen. It seems like there's so much stuff to draw people's attention away from it.
What would happen if they're not able to recover from this? Would everything just go away?
I think that in one form or another, that some of us would work to fill that need. You know, one of the big issues with newspapers today is print. Printing is expensive, and we do it because we have a large audience that still does print. We know that a lot of things are going to the internet, and we've been really aggressive in creating a site where our news is at, but it doesn't serve everyone. I think that at some point we would still probably try to maintain some type of an internet presence at the very minimal. One of the things that I think that happened with this is that there were a lot of people who came and immediately said, let me help you, really depend on you. And sometimes, you know, from quarters that you might not have expected. And that, to me, is bottom line. You know, I think that's where our heads are at, is we do it really because it needs to be done. It's a service. People need the voice, and we believe in this community.
If they do make this goal, do you think Frost will be okay, or are there any future challenges that they may be facing?
Well, you know, I think we'll be okay because we're in the process of really trying to come through the economic downturn like a lot of other businesses, and we were getting to that point, and I think that we had already put some things in place. We've done a lot more work on the internet, and it's great because that gives you some penetration. But the deal is with the internet is like what everybody's finding. How do you turn it into something that can sustain you financially? You know, because we'd love to do it free, but we have costs too.